Meyer that'll help you discover true hope in Christ, a hope that will lift your faith and change your life for good. Get your hopes up. Pick up a copy to lift someone's spirit or lift your own. Now available from Joyce Meyer.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you with all my heart.
Leadership. Sometimes there are some powerful, anointed, in the body of Christ, women leaders whose voices need to be heard, who have influence that can lead. But at the end of the day, throughout the scripture, anywhere in the scripture, you'll find that God's divine order, for the sake of humankind and for the simple fact that God is a God of order. He could have said, God the Father, the Son, the female, the male, and the children. He could have said that, but he didn't. I said, but he didn't. Come on, stay with me now. And it's for the sake of order, because God is a God of order. You know, as we've talked about marriage and such, that men and women are wired differently. Now, it doesn't make one more than the other. See, like I said, our society's got us twisted. Because when I make statements like that, people, you know, man don't know what he's talking about. No, I'm not talking about any of that foolishness that society has conditioned our mind to think. I'm talking about just the simple order that God has set. Amen. Male and female made he. They were both to rule and to govern together. Amen. But in bringing the deliverance out of slavery and the messed up mindsets, he had to set this thing back into the order. It was only because of the fall. We don't see it before the fall, but we see it after the fall. Your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. Y'all don't think that's in the Bible? We'll start a marriage seminar right here. That's in the Bible. Y'all got me confused. I don't know what y'all thinking. That's what he said. Because of the fall, because of the deception, and the enemy would have it so. But again, that ruling over and that desire toward is for the sake of order and protection. In a perfect environment, it'd be no problem. But when we're in the midst of evil, an enemy would love to keep. See, a house divided cannot stand. And if we cannot find our place in the house will stay divided, and it'll never be a home. It'll be a house, but never a home. It'll never be that piece of heaven on earth. It'll always be something that just keeps that house in the wilderness. And that is not God's intention. So before he brought them out, he set the order. Amen? Think about the creation, how when God created or recreated these things, well, let me say, in the initial creation, when God created them, he designed them and he set them in order, and then he set them in motion. He didn't just set stuff in motion and, you know, you ducking and stuff flying at you. He set them in order. That's why every morning, about the same now, hour later, every morning, I take my son to school in the morning. I'm over on the water there, and I can see the sun. Well, I was. Now it's an hour later because the clock's, you know. But I will watch the sun come up out of the ocean. And, I mean, God set that thing in order. He set the water, set a bound for the water. He set the stars in a certain place, and for as long as they have been and as long as they will be, they will be on a certain circuit. and cycle that God set them in there. Amen? To tell times, to determine seasons. And so before God begins motion with things, he sets it in order. You tired of the same old, and same old stuff going all the time? All right, set some stuff in order. Set it in order and watch God begin to move it. Watch God begin to start it moving into new things, into better things, into breaking through things. One of the elders mentioned about how he discovered a check. That may seem like a small thing to people, but when you are sensitive, when you're on a certain track, when you have decreed some things, God will show you. He said, don't despise that they are small things or small beginnings, because it's God determining something right there. Something set in order, or set in order is set in motion now. Who knows, the next one may be $50,000. I'm believing with you. Amen. Amen. You don't know, but when you set the things in order, God begins to set them in motion. So very important. You can see how significant it is for the male to be in order, because Pharaoh at one time said, kill all the male babies. Kill them. Throw them. When you find that it's a male that is born, throw them into the Nile. Drown them. But the midwives feared God. And they made an excuse and said, you know, the Hebrews, when they have children, they're not like the Egyptians. By the time we go to help them, they've already had the child. You know, and baby's gone or whatever. They refused to do the genocide. But do you understand? It was earmarked for the male. Destroy the one that carries the seed. Because if you can stop them, if you can destroy them, you can stop any revolt. You can stop any uprising. You can stop them from moving anywhere. They'll be slaves forever. That's why I said, he didn't say kill them all. Kill the male. Genocide. The spiritual powers of darkness seeking to destroy the male. All right? And you heard me say, right along that time, Moses and Joshua and Caleb, they were being born. And God spared all of them because these were the deliverers that he raised up. All right. So if you have no men, you have no revolt. So the point in kind is that in the move of God today versus television sitcoms and a lot of stuff we see that has twisted our thinking about men and the male role, you know, either so much of the thinking is either you got to be a Rambo, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Rambo? I don't even know what the other extreme. Yeah, it's crazy. But what God is doing, he's causing the man to become again the bedrock. Come on, the bedrock of the family and society. Again, women in leadership, I'm 100,000% for that. Amen. We have strong women in this church, and I don't think we would even be where we are without strong women and strong women in ministry and strong leaders. Amen. Now, the word concerning family, the word family in the Greek is the word patria. That's the word family. The word for father is patra. The word family is patria. The word father is patra. And so the family is contingent upon the father. Amen. And again, this, I'm not putting anyone down, any gender down. I'm just trying to build up a gender. Because if anyone need building up, it's especially the male in our society. Amen. With all this other crazy stuff trying to identify us and tell us what we are and what we can't have and how foolish and dumb we are. And all we need, because they are the bedrock. Amen. They are the bedrock of the move of God, of what God has established for society. Amen. For his church, for his kingdom. Amen. So, but patria is the family and patra is the male, the man. And this is God's point right here in reestablishing the man while they were in Egypt in preparation for them to leave that bondage, that slavery, to enter into their worship of God and ultimately their conquest of the promised land. But God had to set things in order. Now, in 1 Timothy 3:5, get that verse up top for me. Now, I tend to like to linger on this teaching because it, it You know, just speaking the word out and making people mindful. Not that home has to be bad or messed up or jacked up or anything like that, but it just makes us mindful, you know, that we can't overlook home. You know, home cannot just be all out of order. Hello, and we experience the best that God has. If we're going to move with God, he says, get home in order. Amen. Come on, we need to just tell somebody, I'm going to hold you accountable to get your home in order. Now, that don't mean we begin to be busybodies in other people's matters. It's just, no, we want to be such examples that people will want to follow that example that you have with your wife, with your husband, with your family, and how you conduct things and how you carry things and how they carry themselves and how they do, you know, an example of a family life. You know, you can tell in Walmart when somebody, you know, has something good going on at home or versus somebody ain't got it good going on at home, because the child at Walmart is beating up mom. You know, so it's important to focus on those things and pull those things and bring them into the order that God has ordained. And you know what? Men, God will be with you on it. Amen. Don't be scared of your wife. I just thought I'd throw that in there, you know. Don't be scared. What does it say? For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? How can you be all that God has called you to be in the church when home is way out of order? It doesn't mean how can you be going to be perfect. You understand? I mean, we got to get these things out of our mind that the world has conditioned us. You know, like they show all these beauty commercials on TV. And they tell you what beautiful is. You know what I mean? The skin care and all that stuff and soap and stuff. You don't even like that soap. You know what I'm saying? They got it on there like it's worth millions or something. You don't like that soap. But you know, they try to tell you what's beautiful. They do. Television, society tries to condition us as to what is. And we need to rise above that and let the word determine what is beautiful to us. Because the Bible says he will beautify the meek. In other words, a meek person is beautiful. Right away, they exude a beauty that I don't care what kind of lotion or whatever you put on your face, it won't do it. It won't work. It ain't going to meet that. You understand what I mean? You can do all that to the building, but still be ugly. But a meek person, God says, I will beautify the meek with salvation. I'll make them beautiful. Amen. That's the real beauty. That's the beauty that's not just skin deep. That's the real beauty, all right? So we can go on and on with reestablishing family life. But if you don't know how to rule, I'm not talking about outshout. I told you last, I think it was Sunday. Was it Sunday? Brother said, or I told you last Wednesday or something, the brother said, you know, I always have the last word with my wife. And that is yes, dear.
We are continuing in part 3 of Transformation, Breaking the Bondage. To win battles, stand in faith, have the right identity, and be a person of covenant. A shift is about to take place in your life, your heart, business, relationships, and spiritual walk. Is your spirit properly prepared to break through in new dimensions? Humble yourself before God, or you will miss it. There is an appointed time for all of us, and we cannot miss our day of visitation. In 2 Kings chapter 7, the prophet declares about this time tomorrow, but one stood outside of faith. He was killed because he did not believe. It is imperative for saints to couple their faith with belief and stand on the promises of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.